A little cloud rose out like enchantment, and four beautiful little stems sprung up as if they were alive. And now that I look again with the glass, I see an elegant little flower, as nice and perfect as a lily itself.
Well, now examine the leaves.
Oh, I see they are all covered over with little bristles. And when I examine them with the glass, I see a little bag filled with a juice like water at the bottom of each. Ha! These are the things which stung me.
Now touch the little bag with the point of the pin.
When I press the bag, the juice runs up and comes out at the small point at the top. So I suppose the little thorn must be hollow inside, though it is finer than the point of my cambric needle.
Have all the leaves those stings?
No, Papa. Some of the young ones are quite green and soft, like velvet, and I may handle them without any danger.
Now look at the stem and break it.
I can easily crack it, but I cannot break it asunder, for the bark is so strong that it holds it together.
Well, now you see there are more curious things in the nettle than you expected.
Yes, indeed, I see that. But you have often told me that God makes nothing without its use, and I am sure I cannot see any use in all these things.
That we will now consider. You saw the little flower burst open, and a cloud rose, you say, like enchantment. Now all this is necessary for the nature of the plant.